KPL News Time is 7:38. It's Mornings with Ken and Bernie. And joining us for Lafayette Live is City Parish President Joey Durrell. Bonjour.
Bonjour.
Look out, man. He's learning some French. That Cotterfield influence is getting to him, man. Doing okay?
Doing fine.
Great. Yeah, I'm doing great. Bernie's doing okay. You know, she's here.
It's three words.
Yeah.
Three words. You get a new suit today?
No.
No? Okay, just checking.
I think it's a different tie.
Maybe it's pressed or something.
Lynn dressed him this morning.
Okay, so we do have a question to ask you about the cameras and Red Flex and what happened with, you know, extending a contract, et cetera. One councilman is not very happy about it. What's your take on this situation?
Well, I guess humor is the first thing that pops in my mind. This is really, let's eliminate Red Flex for a second, because
okay.
that's kind of emotional. The council passes an ordinance authorizing me to sign a contract.
Mm-hmm.
Then the council approves the contract. And in the contract, there is a place in most contracts for maybe automatic renewals sometimes.
Mm-hmm,
maybe
sure.
It's you know, the ability to renew. And the council passed an ordinance to do the cameras in this case, like they do so many other contracts that are, I guess what I'm getting to in the end, this is a very clerical sort of situation. So what happens is the council approved the contract that provided for a one-year renewal that they authorized. And so when the renewal time came up, a clerk sent a letter as required to Redflex after the director said, yeah, we want to go ahead and mm-hmm. renew the contract. They've lived up to all their terms of the agreement and that sort of thing. And in the end, the staff signed the contract. I didn't even sign the contract.
Mm-hmm.
And because it's just not typical. It's mm-hmm. such a routine sort of thing. Dozens and dozens and dozens of contracts are done like this all year long.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, what happens is when you have somebody, you know, in this case, a councilman that doesn't really participate that much in the governing process, they don't keep up with a lot of these things. You know, this is the kind of thing that should have been discussed months ago. And if there was a real interest, a genuine interest in this, you would have had a discussion with us, which we haven't had in over a year. We've never really had much of a discussion now. You know, it would have been a good thing to address before, to talk about all contracts at a budget wrap-up session, which is, don't forget, this whole subject was introduced by us 2 months ago. And on the last meeting of the budget, when it's simply to decide if money is going to be used in certain areas, a whole discussion of a contract comes up. You spring questions on a city parish attorney who is not about to answer those questions specifically without having all that information, the contracts and the ordinance all in front of him.
Well, yeah, you'd have to look at the contract when answering a question.
I think most people realize, you know, the old saying that a good lawyer doesn't ask a question in court unless he knows the answer already.
No.
Well, I think if someone sincere wanted to know those answers, would have given those questions to the attorney days, if not weeks, before. To say, look, I'm going to ask these questions at a certain time. I'd like mm-hmm. you to have those answers ready for
mm-hmm.
me. And but that wasn't the case. And so, you know, it's okay. I mean, it's the whole governing process is a learning process, but you really do have to participate. You know, the thing that for us, as it relates, I guess if in 4 years that this council has been in place, there's not been one thing introduced about the cameras. So there was no reason for us to
No councilman in this past four-year span of time, no councilman has introduced an introductory ordinance saying that it should go to trying to get it to go to a vote of the people or trying to get the contract renegotiated or get discussion open to possibly renegotiate
never,
it.
Never has anything been introduced.
No councilman has done that in these past 4 years.
Exactly. And so, you know, to us, this whole thing is, it really gets to be, like I said, a little humorous in a way, because it kind of, you know, unfortunately kind of shows the lack of participation in the process in governing.
We're going to go to the phones because we've already got some calls coming up. Good morning, KPL. You're on the air. You've got a comment or a question?
Good morning. Joey, I'd like to ask you a quick question.
Sure.
The bridge on Vincent Road has been worked on. they closed the road last year during the school year.
Right.
Say this year, last school year.
Right.
All summer, and it's the new school year, and it's still closed. Do you have any idea when they're gonna finish putting in a new two-lane bridge?
I got to tell you, off the top of my head, I can't tell you what the finishing date is. Hopefully, as usual, what is typical is Tom Carroll and those guys are listening right now. So if you stay tuned to the show for 5 or 10 more minutes, I may have that answer for you.
I hope so, because you know what? It's killing traffic.
Oh, I know. I mean, it's certainly nothing that we want. The good news is we found the money to fix the bridge, you know, because there are going to be bridges in the future that are going to get shut down without any funds to fix them, and so y'all are one of the lucky ones, as bad as it is right now, I understand.
Mm.
But if you keep listening, hopefully I'll have an answer for you in a few minutes.
Got all another right. Call. Good morning, K-Pal. You're on the air. You've got a comment or a question?
Sure, I've got a comment about the speed band. I live off of La Nouvelle, and I've been noticing the speed band has been on Faiza pretty regularly. And when you think about all the streets in Lafayette, from A to Z and back up to A, it just seems like they could be in other parts of the city of Lafayette and not quite be on Faiza as much as they have been in the last 2 or 3 months. And I just don't want to think that Faiza has more speeders on it than some other street in the city of Lafayette, or
right.
Whatever the reason is. Maybe somebody on that street is influential enough to just pick up the phone and say, hey, I need a speed band again, because it's there a whole lot more than I see it anywhere else. And
right.
I just want to know why
yeah.
It's there so much.
That's a good question, and I hear that from several streets. I hear that quite often. That is determined strictly by the number of calls that go to the police department. The police department makes that decision. One of the things that's affected that a little bit, if you remember a couple of years ago, somebody was actually murdered in one of those vans in another state. And since then, they've gone to unmanned vehicles. So it's not like somebody's going there in the morning, staying there for a few hours, and moving on to another location. So what they do now, I'm assuming from an efficiency standpoint, is they park it and they'll leave it there for a few days and then move it again and move it for a few days. But it's strictly determined by the number of complaints that are coming from that street. So.
Okay, so if you want one, if you're listening right now and you're like, hey,
oh, yeah.
People are speeding and it's school zones or my kids are out there, you should call
yeah.
and encourage your neighbors to do the same thing.
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
it's
the vans are one of those things that I think, to a degree, most people kind of don't mind because they're on, to me, their best use is in neighborhoods and on streets where there was at one time, it was more of a neighborhood and it felt more safe.
Yeah.
And now the streets and with the traffic in Lafayette,
sure.
You have, you know, we were talking the other day about the number of cars. You know, when I was growing up, rarely did somebody in high school have a car. And today, so many of the kids in school, so you have many more cars
sure.
on the road than you did a long time ago, you
yeah.
know, and drivers that aren't as experienced either.
Let's That's catch true. Another phone call here. Good morning, K-Pal. You're on the air. You've got a comment or a question? Hello? Hello?
Hello?
You're on the air. Go ahead.
All right. Mr. Durrell, I've been trying to, the city came and did an overlay project right near to my house and messed up my drainage. I've been in touch with Richard Leger, who won't return my calls anymore, trying to get him to straighten out what they messed up.
Okay.
What, I was just wondering if you could help me.
Sure. What have they given you any answer, or did they say we should fix it and we just haven't fixed it, or they said there's a reason they can't fix it?
Well, it's on the punch list, and it's
okay.
been on the punch list for 3 months now.
Right.
And where is that?
On the corner of Aline and Maple.
Okay, if you want off the air, we could maybe get
mm-hmm.
a phone number.
Sure.
And
yeah.
And Bobby Cormier will get in touch with you and try to coordinate something for you.
Very good. I appreciate it.
Just hold on. We'll see what we can do. We'll take a break for news. We'll be back with more with City Parish President Joey Durrell in just a moment. KPL News Time is 7:51. It's Mornings with Ken and Bernie. City Parish President Joey Durrell is on the air with us. Lafayette Live. Why don't we just go straight back to the phones? Look like they're smoking this morning. Good morning, K-Pal. You've got a comment or a question?
Yeah, I have a question for Joey.
Go ahead.
I'm wondering, has it yet been determined if that red flag van is it legal?
What?
I don't understand. Is it legal?
Is it legal? That's what he said.
Yeah.
You mean the whole program?
Yeah, I remember speaking to Stephanie Ware some years ago when it first came around and of its illegality.
Yeah, no, it's been determined legal throughout the United States. It's never been found illegal. There was one little case in, I think, Minnesota where the charter in a city conflicted, I think, or the contract with the city conflicted with the charter of the state laws, but it's nothing to do with being constitutional. You know, it's been over and over, the few times or many times that it's gone to court, it's always been proven to be legal, including here in Lafayette.
Proposed budget getting wrapped up.
Right.
Everything's hunky-dory.
Yeah, council will vote in a week or so, a few days, and to give approval. And then we'll have to decide if there's anything that they've – and it really wasn't that many changes. So, I mean, typically I've vetoed one or two things over the years that I felt were inappropriate. And and I think most of the time that I've done that, the council as a group has agreed with my veto.
What you've decided.
But I don't know if there's anything in there this year that's – I thought there might be one or two things that I felt were giving people some false hope, like we saw last year, where they put something in the budget without any funding or any reality to it. But it looks good and – sounds good, but we felt it gave people false expectations, and we vetoed it. And the majority of the council in that case agreed.
How would you compare this budgeting process to your prior ones? Same? Different?
I think it's. I would almost say I hate to say better because it's always been a pretty good process. I think, but we got a council that 4 years ago at this time, none of them were on the council.
Right.
And so. I think, just like myself, when I got into office, and you have certain perceptions about government and certain perceptions about politicians and things like that, I think they now have a much better understanding of the process, and it seems they've gone a lot smoother. And overall, I think it was a pretty good process. It's a pretty good process, and the budget process went pretty well.
Okay, very good. All right, Lafayette Live with Lafayette City Parish President Joey Durrell, Thursday mornings from 7:30 to 8 right here on CAPL. Again, as always, thanks for taking all the calls.
Thank you.
Handling all the topics for us this morning, and I guess we'll see you next week.
We'll try to stir something up for next week.